You're listening to Khan Podcasts. Passover is a time of helping those in need. The ongoing war in Gaza has exacerbated food insecurity in Israel for a number of reasons. Since the outbreak of the war, the food rescue organization Lekkit Israel, the National Food Bank, has worked not only to provide food to the vulnerable, but also to support hard-hit farmers. Ahead of the holiday, we spoke with Lekkit Israel founder and chairman, Joseph Gittler.
Can you give us a snapshot of food insecurity at Israel from the different components at this time?
Yeah, sure. And thank you for having me on. Look, I think we're now 6 months since the war started. So I would say things are have started to normalize a little bit, meaning outside of the north and the hardest hit areas next to the Gaza border, a lot of people have moved back to their homes, which means for the Lekkits of the world to work with local partners, a lot of those local partners are now back in business. And so we can serve food through them again, whereas over the past few months, we've had to hustle to serve the poor where they are, because certainly their situation did not improve because of the war. Another major difference, just to add for Lekkit, is our normal activities, which is rescuing excess crops and excess cooked meals, went almost to zero in the weeks and months after October 7th. And while not completely back to normal, we're still purchasing a hefty amount of fruits and vegetables. A lot of our normal rescue activities have returned. So a little bit of normalization for the time being, which is good, especially now when there's always so much increased demand around Passover.
The war has also impacted farmers themselves. Certainly, they were having a lot of difficulty working the fields. There has also been a return to that in some areas, including in the Gaza periphery. Has Lekkit been part of those efforts with volunteers coming and helping out?
Sure. We've been super involved. We've placed 80,000 volunteers since October 7th, primarily working in the south. More than that, we've paid for over 2,000 buses since October 7th, whenever it's been safe. Now there's no more of a permission from the army, at least over the last couple of months. But we've worked closely hand in hand with the farmers and the army to get volunteers down there. We've provided debit cards to farmers who've been hard hit. And now we just started a large program together with Strauss Elite, where we'll be providing millions of dollars in grants to hard-hit farmers who need to buy, let's say, a new pickup truck. Their truck was damaged by rocket fire, or they don't have the money to buy seeds. So we're really doing everything to help farmers. We're normally, really, frankly, farmers just help Lekkit by giving us their excess crops. It's been a 180-degree turn, with the biggest and most important piece being that we've bought tens of millions of pounds of fruits and vegetables that farmers were having trouble selling just because of temporary changes in the market. You know, no tourism, and if you sell to the hotel trade, you might have gotten crops stuck that you couldn't sell. Lekkit came to the rescue for many farmers.
That connects to my next question. From your perspective and connections with this sector, how were they impacted? You mentioned some of the points. What about simply the harvesting of the crops? This is from a perspective of harvest waste.
Oh my God. Okay, so you have things that were never harvested, waste, and that was primarily for security reasons. Let's take the entire north, where essentially farming has been put on hold since October 7th. In the south, there was short-term damage in that sense that you couldn't harvest. A lot of that has been fixed by now. The bigger, longer-term issue in the south was fields that were damaged by rocket fire and then fields that were damaged by military, like my son in his tank. Driving his tank over fields. And so now that's a big job for farmers and the government to rehabilitate those fields. And you're talking about tens of thousands of dunams that were damaged. And that's an impact on our food security, food pricing, imports, and we can go down the line. It's just the repercussions are massive.
So where does Lekkit see the most acute needs? And what can be done or what should be done about them?
because look, I think the most acute need is going to be with farmers on the northern border, where basically they've been knocked out of work completely. That's simply going to, they're just going to need money to survive. And I'll say more than that. We need to be able to convince farmers in the north and farmers who've been hard hit elsewhere that we care about them, that we love them, that we want them to continue farming, which is often a difficult business because the state of Israel, as we know, stands always in a very tricky place, the history of the Jewish people. We need to have our own food supply. And so private individuals, the government, amutot, need to come together to make sure that farmers feel that if they get back into this, once things calm down, that they're not going to be let down and have financial issues. So that could be cash transfers, that could be interest-free loans, government support, maybe canceling debt, all that kind of stuff we need, because our food security issues in this country are different, sadly, I would say, than many other countries in the world.
And that's from a policy perspective. From an individual's perspective, what can people do to help?
Okay, so I think one great way to help, besides volunteering when we come, we need endless volunteers still in the South primarily. Leket is and will continue to raise funds for this farmer grant program. And I think that is a great use of stock of charitable dollars now, because that money will go to help keep farmers on their feet, either by buying their excess crops that they can't sell, or by helping them buy products that they need, or vehicles or tractors, because we need to show them the love and keep them in business for our own sake, frankly.
And what about families? How acute is the need during these times?
So look, I think happily our unemployment continues to remain relatively low. Most people are working. Wages have stayed pretty consistent, which is good. But food prices, and this is really the bummer in Israel, food prices here were always more expensive than the rest of the OECD, and they've become more so since the war started and oil prices have gone up and countries haven't been selling to us. And so it's made food specifically more difficult for those that even a few percent change in price has a big impact on. So there's a lot of need, a lot of demand. And we're going to push very hard. We have less than a week till Passover. We're going to do whatever we can to get as much food into the system. And of course, I invite your listeners to help us do that.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Naomi. Happy and hopefully quiet holidays to everyone.